Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to another short episode of a brief explanation from the commonly recited chapters and verses in the Quran. We are still with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And in the previous episode, we mentioned some of the reasons why people do not get that guidance, even though they are asking for that guidance, but some of the reasons why they do not get it. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll mention another two of those reasons, and we hope that inshallah, azza wa jal, that in and of itself is enough for us to go on a path pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fixing and removing any obstacles that a person may have in that lead up to the building of the relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. The first one is a person remaining in a bad environment. It could be a person's friends, it could be a person's marriage, it could be a person's workplace, it could be a person's place of study, it could be where a person lives. A person needs to do hijrah. It needs to migrate, it needs to leave. Hijrah has different types and is on different levels. It could be from one place to another. Just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah. Why did he have to leave Mecca? Why did the Muslims have to leave Mecca? Because implementing their religion there was no longer viable. They weren't able to do it anymore properly. So they had to leave to a place where they were able to. So if a person had to, then this remains, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, until the day of judgment. If a person has to leave, then he has to leave. And the angels, when they are taking up the soul of a person, and that person was disobedient, and he tries to blame the area that he was in, the environment that was in, the people that he was around, for the reason that he was bad, that it will be told to that individual by the angels, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعًا, was the earth of Allah Azza wa Jal not vast and wide? So a person should not be an individual who blames his environment that he is in for his mistakes and his errors and his errors. Rather, if he has the ability, he needs to leave. He needs to move away. If he cannot rectify, and if he cannot be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal in it, then he needs to leave. Down to a smaller level. Obviously, as we mentioned, the greatest of hijrah is to leave the place that you are in to a completely new place or different place where you can worship Allah correctly. But it continues even from the haram to the halal. The haram to the halal. So if that means, for example, a person is in a friend group, and in that friend group, unfortunately, he can't be a righteous Muslim. There's a lot of promotion to haram. There's a lot of pressure to do haram. There's a lot of propagation of haram, and he can't withstand that fitna, unfortunately, then it becomes an obligation for him to leave and to move. A person's workplace, he knows, I'm working here and I'm always falling into haram, then for him to move, etc. So a person needs to do whatever is required for him to leave the environment. Even a friend that a person has, that maybe he belittles. The Prophet ﷺ likened the good friend to a perfume seller, meaning, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, either he's going to give you some perfume or you're going to smell a good smell from him. And liken the bad friend to a blacksmith. Either he's going to burn you or your clothing, or you're going to smell something bad from him. Meaning, directly or indirectly, you are going to be influenced by those that you are around. So when a person is around good people, positive people, productive people, righteous people, inshallah azza wa jalla, that is going to affect him positively. But if a person is around a bad environment, then that is going to affect him negatively. And it is a reason why people do not remain upon guidance. The second reason which we'll mention is the reason of sin. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, that when a person commits a sin, a black dot is placed on his heart. And if he repents, that black dot is removed. But if he continues to sin, that black dot grows until it covers the heart and it causes a seal to be placed over the heart. And that is the meaning of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَلَّا بَرْرَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, a seal has been placed over their hearts because of what they used to earn. And a person used to sin and to sin and to sin. And then after that, he did not repent until that sin completely covered the person's heart. And so now it is extremely hard for the guidance to truly penetrate and enter that person's heart. And so his heart becomes hard, and his heart becomes black, and his heart becomes problematic, and his heart remains firm upon, a'yadhan billah, misguidance. And he is only comfortable in misguidance. A person needs to be very careful to avoid the sins, whether they are major sins, whether they are minor sins, whether there are sins because a person doesn't care, or there are sins because a person is arrogant, or there are sins because a person is ignorant, whatever the reason of the sin is, he needs to do whatever he can to move away from it. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us of those who are truly guided. هذا والله أعلم. صلى الله محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.